Christina Stucker-Gossi with the Northwest Center for Alternatives to Pesticides says it's only been about a generation of ubiquitous use of pesticides on farms, so the long-term health impacts on humans are still being explored.
Chemical synthesized pesticides in a lab like we see today used in huge amounts just didn't exist. So it's like a great big experiment. And the data is still out.
Long-term exposure to pesticides has been linked to risks of various forms of cancer and decreased cognitive ability in children. The Idaho State Department of Agriculture says it investigates any alleged misuse of pesticides or violations of the Federal Worker Protection Standard, according to the Times News in Twin Falls. Maria Elena Vega with the Vision 2C Resource Council in Canyon County says the organization began last year after farm workers were aerially sprayed with pesticides near Parma. She's been working on farms since she was 15 years old and finds it troubling that the effects of these chemicals on women are largely unknown.
We don't know how it's going to affect our bodies later on. If it does, what negative consequences it's going to have in the future with our children, with our health, what's going to affect, you know, like how long we live.
The Agriculture Worker Protection Standard from the Environmental Protection Agency aims to help 2 million farm workers nationwide. The rules require employers to implement annual training on handling pesticides, but Stucker-Gossi says Idaho and other states have low compliance rates with these new regulations.
With the laws already federally on the books, there's a lot of work that we can do to improve implementation of them that would actually protect workers, increase transparency, and allow them to take better steps to protect themselves and their families.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.